We now welcome on the call the head coach of the Hampton Pirates, Robert Prunty. Good morning, or good afternoon, Robert.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. A tough afternoon for you guys. A 41-10 loss to Richmond as you've gone back and looked at the game. Just kind of give me your impressions on what happened.
I mean, we played a good football team. Richmond, they, Russ had those guys ready to go. They beat us in all phases of the game, special teams, offense, and defense. They played a great game. I mean, they came ready to go. So, we got a lot to continue to improve on.
Questions this morning from Marty O'Brien. Go ahead, Marty.
Good morning, Coach.
Good morning, Marty.
When you come out of a game like that, I know not a lot went great in any phase for you, but is there any particular part of the game that you want to emphasize improvement on, any position group leading into this week?
Well, no, I mean, we saw some good things in the game. I mean, at halftime, the score was 17-7. I mean, we were right in the game. So that was some good points in the game. Of course, it's homecoming. I think it's a little more emotional, especially when you lose like that. But, I think we're right where I expected us to be. We just got to continue to keep working on the taking care of the little things, being more detailed with our fundamentals and playing with, our technique. And I think we'll be fine. I like where this football team is at.
And even with things not going well, there were guys like Mason King and Ali Shockley that were around the ball all afternoon. Who in that game did you feel like played well for you individually?
Well, is this what you said? Mason King played a hell of a game, and Ali Shockley played well. Keyshawn Moore played well, and Darren Butch played well. You look at that 75-yard run, and which was our touchdown in the game, but I saw some good things in the game. But you got to give Richmond credit; those guys played well on all three phases of the game, and a lot of credit to them. Those guys played well.
Thanks, Coach.
You're welcome.
Robert, from all accounts, you had an outstanding atmosphere for homecoming and a big crowd. When Richmond's able to get that first drive on you right out of the gates, were your guys maybe just a little too jacked up, or what did you think?
No, I think that Richmond came in, they had a good game plan, and they implemented it, and they made some plays early, and I think it kind of took our guys out of it, but they fought it. Once again, like I was telling Marty a second ago, it was 17-7 at halftime. We still had a chance, and they came out in the second half, and Richmond just played well. They were clicking on all three cylinders. You got to give them a lot of credit.
You mentioned it in your comments, but Darren Butts, that was quite the play that he was able to make for the big play. He's been good, as a back, but what did you like about him as a receiver there?
Yeah, Rob, he's been good out of the backfield. We need to get the ball to him more. He's just as good a receiver as he is as a runner. So, we need to do some more things with him as far as just creating some more plays for him and getting him in space. And because Dern has the ability to take it to the, can take it to the end zone anytime he touches it.
Malcolm, you guys only had, I think, 31 yards in the second half, and Malcolm has been pretty good for you. But was it play in their secondary that kind of slowed your passing game, or was it the pressure that they were able to get on you?
I mean, it was both. The D-line at Richmond played well. I felt like going in there, I had been watching the teams, and I felt like their D-line has improved, a tremendous improvement since day one.
Your team has had some – wasn't really able to get your running attack going the way that you guys have either. I think 44 on the ground. Was it the nature of the game where you felt like you had to get back into it, or was Richmond able to kind of take away what you like to do?
I mean, Richmond played well. I mean, they beat us in all phases of the game.
Your team has Villanova up next, the team that – is also pretty strong, has got a pretty big play offense. As you've had any chance to look at Villanova, what are some of the challenges that they present for you?
Well, coach team, similar to Richmond, very strong up front, great secondary. Our quarterback is really good, the receivers. You know, we got to remember now, in preseason, this was one of the teams that was picked high to win the conference. It's going to be a heavy test for us. I mean, going up to their place, and they're well coached. I mean, you can see the coaching staff does a great job. And this is another good CAA team that we're facing, which I think all of them, I think when you get to looking at it over the weekend, I had a chance to look at it, and you see where, you know, 1 week you see a team win and by 20 points, the next week they win by 1 point, you know, and then you got times where, you know, you look at it again with Auburn. I mean, they were playing Monmouth with a minute left and they lost right at the end. You know, it's almost like 1 week you're up and the next week you're down. And we only have one team in the conference that's undefeated in the conference. Everybody else has either lost one game or to two to three games. I don't know if it'll be an undefeated team in this conference. And you know, it's a tough conference. It's great football. You gotta love it now. On Saturdays, you gotta love it. If you coach football, this is where you wanna be, because everybody challenges you. It brings out the best in you. I'm enjoying the ride. I I'm learning as I go, but it's so much fun in the CAA. I love it.
Do you sense that your players are the same? Are they enjoying the challenges of the weekend and week out of the CAA?
Yeah, they loving it. I mean, Richmond beat us. I mean, Richmond beat us. That's the bottom line. But our guys love it. They know, you know, you get hit and you get back up, and we got to get back up for Villanova. And then we got to get ready for William Murray. Then we got to get ready for Elon. Then we got to get ready for Townsend. So, but right now it's Villanova. You know, man, we enjoying this. This is why we're here, and this is why we want to go to this conference. And it's been fun, you know, and we're going to, you know, try by Earl, you know, our first year in, and we're learning and we're enjoying it.
All right, Robert, thanks so much for the time this afternoon, and look forward to talking to you again next week.
Okay, thank you.
All right, take care.